WTOP News Time 2:22.
It may have been a chilling inspiration. Investigators working on the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre say gunman Adam Lanza was interested in a different mass murder, the slaughter of students on an island in Norway. But that is just one working theory.
The Hartford Courant newspaper and Frontline have been working together to paint a broader picture of who Adam Lanza was. The documentary is titled Raising Adam Lanza. It airs tonight, and producer Frank Hewen joins us to talk more about it. Good to have you here. Thanks so much, Frank.
Thank you.
You interviewed family and friends of the Lanzas to get a better understanding of the circumstances of Adam's life and his relationship with his mother. Was Adam always a troubled kid?
Adam, from the very beginning, was a troubled kid. And by troubled, I mean that he was very sort of isolated and inward-focused. He had a hard time relating to other kids, interacting with other kids and other adults. And that was visible to his mother as early as the age of 4 or 5, if not earlier.
And how concerned was she? What did she do to help him?
Well, she was certainly concerned. I don't think there's any question that it was something that troubled her and that she wrestled with for his entire life. The question of what she did about it is a little harder to get at. She seems to have largely tried to take matters into her own hands. A friend of hers from her days living in New Hampshire when Adam was a small boy told us that she often sort of didn't trust therapists or certain teachers. She wasn't certain that everybody had Adam's best interests at heart and that nobody could do it better than her. And as a result, you know, 2 months after that horrible massacre, there's still no definitive answer to the question, was Adam seeking any professional treatment? Was he under a doctor's care at all? We found no evidence that he was, or that he was taking any medications, or that he was seeing psychiatrists or psychologists. So Nancy was kind of winging it in a way.
We mentioned Lanza was very interested in the Norway massacre. What are investigators learning about motivation for Sandy Hook?
Well, there's some conflicting stories coming out over the past 24 hours from my colleagues at CBS News. And it appears that investigators have found that this was something that he followed, that he had collected some articles on. To the extent that it actually motivated him in the shootings, that's a little less clear. The Connecticut State Police are saying that that is one working theory, but there are a number of working theories. So it's unclear to me how much emphasis to place on it. I can tell you from what we've learned about Adam, it would surprise me to find out that he was in any way a follower of this guy politically, you know, or signed on to his, you know, racist or anti-Islamic views or anything like that. I don't think he was that sort of politically focused or politically interested.
Before we go, after having gone through all of this information, what do you find most interesting about Adam? What did you learn?
What I find most interesting about Adam is that here's a kid that throughout his entire life, he was basically afraid. He was afraid of everybody that was around him. And in that sense, although he did a monstrous, monstrous thing, he was not a monster in that sense. He was frightened of everything around him. And how he went from that to, you know, the explosion on December 14th, is something that investigators are going to puzzle over forever, and I'm not convinced that they're ever going to find an answer.
Frank, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Frank Hewen is the producer of the new Frontline documentary titled Raising Adam Lanza. It airs tonight at 10 on TV 26.